TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Bye.
accent, listen to it proing. As I start going, blowing, flowing, showing, and mowing MCs, that I'm the capital H to Evo. I decent. This is my yard, I'm ready at my precinct. No discontent because I'm all about pleasing. You like my style, I'm buck wild, I'm bananas, I'm out of hand, extravaganza. So can you dig it, man?
see the doctor. I was walking down the street, rocking my feet, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I saw a little lady so neat and petite. She was so sweet, yes, I wanted to meet her. So I asked this lady, could I take her out? We could wine and dine and talk about the birds and the bees in my waterbed. And you could treat me like a Buddha and bow your head. We continued to talk, and before you knew it, we were at my house, and it was time to do it. As soon as I finished, I lost my poise, ran outside and told all my boys. I said, listen up, fellas, come over here, bust it. They said, did you get it? I said, yeah. They said, how was it? The boomtanger's dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I rocked her to the left, rocked her to the right. She felt so good, hugged me so tight. I said goodnight. 3 days later, woke up fussing, yelling and cussing, drip, drip, dripping and puss, puss, pussing. I went into the bathroom and said, Mamma mia, I'ma kill that girl next time I see ya. The matter I got, the more I reminisce. Why is my thing burning like this? Well, I remember the first day I saw that girl. I just couldn't wait to rock her world. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? What have I done, stuck my duckin'? Now I know why her ex-boyfriend Dave calls her Mrs. Microwave. Cause she was hotter than an oven, and I had to learn the hard way. Stay in a microwave too long, you get burned. But the poontang was dope, and you know that I rocked up. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. Nothing in my butt. He turned and said in a real deep voice, have it your way if that's your choice, and I'll put it down if you want me to put it, but don't blame me if it turns into a foot extending it from the middle of your body. And the next time you see your cute hottie, you won't be able to screw. The only thing you can do is just kick her, so go take karate. As I turned around to receive my injection, I said next time I'll use some protection. If I see another girl and I get an erection, I'm walking in the other direction. Cause I don't wanna do the 6-6 dance, so I'm keeping my prick inside my pants. And if I see another girl and I know I can rock her, before I push up, I'll make her go see the doctor.
the beat, cause we are the best. That Dutchie Fresh Chef Biz Markie. Track up to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with your horns and make that money.
Shows a trick up a sleeve. What a single web they weave. Deceiving, stupefying fools. give up gas face and drinks from a thermos. So Brock could ask you with a clipper. Gas face giving, I beg to differ.
Pete, that was real tough, man, but I gotta get serious now. Hey, yo, Don, step to him again.
Everybody, MC Search.
Black cat is bad luck. Bad guys with black. Must have been a white guy who started all that.
Makes the gas fit.
But old little white lies. My expression to the mountainous blue eyes. Deform my face and shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Lay down the ill plan, got all his helpers. Disease created by leprosy. Don't speak of bleach. Bend them to right. Say it was night way before the light. Put aside spooks. Search leaves a trace. A setup correct with the effects of the gas phase. Next up, Don.
A special appearance by KMD's Zev Love X.
A gas phase. Can either be a smile or a smirk when a pair of the monkey wrench to work when clockwork. Perking is built to the rim of my cup. Don't tempt me. You're empty. So fill her up. I'm talking corny or cocoa. Is you loco? Cash or credit for a letter at the no-go. KMD and third base is just ace in the hole. I mean fold. So make the gas pay. Damn it, look at kill. You look like your host was a ghost from your grill. But still, what's the new band to recollect to a passing face? A back age to 80 cents up for my label reason good. Stream I have a passion, no pay any card or no rabbit from my hat. Never a magician if I ever trick them.
Oh, another gas face victim.
There it is, yo, fellas, man. Why don't you step to the mic, man? Hey, yo, good looking out, Don, man. Peace. Punji. Yo, who gets the gas face?
Look, Dick, my gas face. Look.
Tony Dick gets the gas face.
No gas face for plus one, two, or three.
No gas face for Professor Prince.
But Bertini gets the big glass.
No gas face for TJ Sub Rock.
No gas face for KMD.
Hammer, shut the fuck.
Gas face, what do we think about Hammer?
UIT.
Get your posse, does not get the gas face. But PW Bosa gets the gas face.
Technique.
I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef and I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces that scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't observe them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and scores. Letters put together from a key to cause. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a perfect instructor. Style that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see.
and peep the technique. Sweat the technique. I speak in the street, talk cheap, then I get deep in the beat, thick to sleep. Bold with the seat, never weak and obsolete. They never grow old techniques, it's all antique. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. The force, the source, the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. Well, don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Back in the flex.
Pregame Radio 347-857-4302. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight on this Friday. Please, you know, hit us up on the definitely live on internet, blogtalkradio.com/pregame_radio. Available on all our iPhones, Androids, everything like that. We got Brady still in the building as well. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Yeah, what's good?
Chilling. So what's this? Today is the week people will go to jail, huh? This week we got Vaz Cartel was found guilty of murder, Chris Brown kicked out of rehab and going to jail, and just recently this kid in L.A. for posting a tweet about getting 100 likes, so he'll shoot somebody on a L.A. street, is now in jail on a $50,000 bail.
What?
All right, and in L.A., a 20-year-old man was arrested for a tweet threatening to shoot someone walking down the street. Akon McAnif, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, he posted videos on Twitter showing a rifle pointed towards L.A. street with the caption, 100 retweets, and I'll shoot someone walking. The cops were, of course, able to, you know, track it with whatever technology they used in arresting. He's now on $50,000 bail, and they found a air rifle at the scene. Just another thing of, you know, can't be posting dumb shit like that on online when, even if you're trying to make a joke, because now he's sitting in jail for this shit, and, you know, he might have been joking, but at this day and age, we can't really joke about shooting someone walking down the street, and you got a sniper rifle where we had the DC sniper, and we got shows like the Verse 48 going on, so.
That was a valid argument. That was a very valid argument until they started letting murderers walk free for actually killing people. So, miss me with that bullshit.
Not saying that I'm trying to justify it, but it's, you know, still a no, it's still a dumb move. Like, you're going to post something like that, especially...
I'm not saying you're justifying it. I'm just voicing my opinion on the subject matter, how they could go hard over a fucking tweet on the web and not act just as hard over someone that fucking literally killed somebody. It boggles my mind.
It is mind-boggling, but it is a crazy, you know, it's a crazy system that we just happen to live in. You know, it's government, you know, it's politics, it's a whole bunch of different stuff, and it just happens to fall on certain, you know, certain topics are handled differently in the media. You know what I'm saying? Eight times out of ten, it is race-related, but it is what it is. What we can do is just try to keep ourselves out of trouble and, you know, at least think about what you post before you post it.
Please.
You know, but also in other news, Chris Brown kicked out of rehab. He was in what, rehab for anger management, something like that?
Anger management and drugs. You have to get over some habits.
And he got kicked out. So now he's in jail, no bail. Well,
because
he couldn't work.
Second time getting kicked out.
Because wait, you're gonna stay for what, 30 days, 60 days?
Huh?
I said why? Because you're gonna stay there for 30 days, 60 days. He was passed out.
Facility. He's been kicked out before out of the first one. So the deal was he had to stay there and not get kicked out, or he has to go to jail. And he got kicked out, so he's in jail. Plus, I mean, they said it had nothing to do with it, but he was fucking one of the staff members. I don't know how much rehab he was really getting in there.
All right, for those who are unaware, Lady Steele, besides being here on pregame radio, she has her own joint S&M show, which also broadcast here. They premiered last Wednesday night at 11 p.m. They spoke about three sims, and this week they got porn lawyer coming in. So if you guys ever wanted to get into porn as far as directing or producing or, hey, even performing, I ain't judging you. You definitely want to tune in next week here on pregame radio. It's going to be that S&M show with Lady Steele and Ava. So let's go to check out Wednesday night at 11 p.m. So Lady Steele, what else is going on your that's flying across your desk?
What isn't flying across my dashboard? Let's see. I have to shout out B. Morgan. I was actually hoping we could have had him tonight, but we were booked, so we'll get him another time. But after a pregame goes off, if you could tune in to Power 105 and just listen out, you're going to hear a single poke out on the radio. Other than that, what else do we have going on? I think it's been kind of lame. It came across my board. I have to verify this. Apparently, Chia Lee is a part of the next Love & Hip Hop New York cast.
Oh, God.
He's so hot, though. So I don't care what you have to say.
Come on, son.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's just me, but except for the women that appear on the show, any dudes that appear on a Love & Hip Hop show, like it just sucks the life out their career.
Or just
makes them a bigger asshole than what may have to see them to be.
Came from jail, so. I don't think.
Right, so you got me on that show, bad niggerish.
Moving along.
Let's call this
Matt,
space.
He's white.
You know, and I'm guessing what he's back in the studio. He's working on something.
He's been in the studio since he came home.
Okay, it makes sense. You know, but I really can't think of anything that. Dudes that's been on the show that's actually gotten successful off of that show, but
they were kind of looking for a quick come up and some quick bucks and catch up on some bills.
I haven't seen them come up yet, quick or not.
And they were looking to catch up on some bills for the most part. I mean, I think the people that are making the most money from the Love & Hip Hop franchise is probably like Stevie and Jocelyn. Pretty much who's getting the big bucks outside of Mona, of course, but everybody else is really making money.
You know, because, shit, the Stevie J, we ain't hear Stevie J put out shit since he was with Eve.
He has a good going rate for hosting parties, at least as long as he's with Jocelyn.
So that's Jocelyn making the money, not him. Like it's like more of a Jocelyn. Yes, DJ gonna be there too.
He's gonna get booked over Rich Dollars. I'll tell you that much. Or Peter Gunn. So he's getting a little change.
God, Rich Dollars. Oh boy, that's another dude I haven't heard shit he's put out or he was behind.
Fucking everything that walks, but. How about we move on to this Master P fiasco with the wife on welfare?
With the what?
Master P's ex-wife is on welfare.
Wait. We talk about Master P, millions of dollars, Master P started a
college. Yeah, all that shit or whatever. Pretty much, I guess he's just ignoring her. He's not even responding to a divorce petition. And from what I understand, like, she's saying basically she helped him build No Limit, and he's left her and the kids. Like, they have four kids, even though he has, like, 10 kids, but he had some outside of the marriage, and Apparently he's being a dickhead.
Wow,
but
so...
Just like clockwork, whenever a story like this goes up, the woman must be a trifling gold-digging whore, so she had to come into her, because she should just get a job and move on with her life.
Well, see, that's the thing, like, they've been married for, what, how long? This is, what, the Romeo's mom, right?
And they've been, yeah, they've been married like 20-something years. Like,
right.
That's a long time. They put in work together.
Right, so then after that, you feel what I'm saying? You know, she got accustomed to living a certain way. She got accustomed to, you know, not really having to work and ramping up. Now she ain't got that more. She may not know how to do nothing.
That's don't got nothing to do with his damn kids. You don't kick your kids to the curb.
You know, but I'm just saying, she just, so now she wants, you know, to be broke over. Now the fact that Massachusetts being a dick about it, like, it's, like, you know, I do chuckle and I do find a little bit of justice just because I'm an asshole, but, you know, it's you know, it's kind of fucked up. You know, right, wrong is wrong. You know, she has been with you since when you had nothing, then when you got all this money and still had, you know, and she's stuck by you, like, you should at least sit there, but she... how many kids? What, 6, 7 kids? Oh, 4 kids or some shit?
They have 4 kids together. He had others outside of the marriage.
All right, so, you know, 4 kids with a, you know.
I'm so scared.
Two of them done blew up. You know,
kids with somebody and, you know, got something goes south and it doesn't work out and you try to play me like that, I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to make the news for a whole different reason, and it won't be because I'm begging for no child support.
Okay, yeah, because he's still, you know, probably burning a house down, you know, doesn't surprise me. But it's just more so like, maybe it's kind of weird of me asking, but how come the kids got blown up? How come they're not helping moms out?
I don't think all the kids are killed.
What, P told the kids that not to give their mom no money?
I don't think all the kids are that old. He has a lot of kids, but they're not all by his wife. He's cheated. He did like a deal.
Right. I get what you're saying, but this is Romeo and Symphony's mom, right?
I think Symphonica's outside. Romeo is hers. But even so, Romeo could break her off with some dollars. That still don't mean that she can't take care of business and try to get what she's supposed to get from him. It's not Romeo's responsibility to take care of the fucking household. He
it's
can contribute.
To take care of the household, but I'm still saying, you know, that's your mom, you know.
She's living and she's surviving. I'm sure that there's a few dollars here, but that doesn't stop, you know, what they're going over right now and with the courts. That's still going to have to take place. It's you throw me some dollars, and I'm just going to leave your dad alone. I don't think it works like that.
No, it's not like that. Like, you know, hey, Mom, you know, here's a little something. So she wouldn't have to be a fucking welfare. Like, hell, if I had real money and my mom's in the house going through shit, my mom ain't going to be no fucking welfare if I got the means to make it happen.
Let's move on to I was going to say a brighter subject, but I guess it's not too bright for you. It's funny to me, though. The police apparently shut down 4 lanes of traffic to search for this missing penis that was cut off in Florida. It wasn't in Florida. My bad. It was overseas in the UK. But I thought that was just hilarious.
Wait. They shut down 4 lanes of traffic to find a severed penis.
Yes. That's critical.
Oh. That is critical, but I don't know how. Not how could it be done, but how could a guy really want to drive a woman to that point where she wants to cut off the one thing that actually makes you a man? Like, I would do
how
to prevent her
you
not
how
to cut
the
off
guy
her dress,
to that
like
point.
Shit. If I know she's crazy, I'm not gonna cheat. If I know she's crazy, I'm not going to cheat. Like, I'm not going to hit her. I'm not going to, you know, be an asshole to her. I'm not going to do anything. You know, of course, I got my little assholeish ways, but I'm not going to be a controlling dickhead to a point where she feels to give respect or to feel free she has to cut off my Johnson. I just find that to be the dumbest shit ever. Because never have you really heard of a dude get mad at his girlfriend for some shit and he cut his titties off. Or he fucking stabbed the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear that shit, but you always hear
We have two of them. So the thing with the titties, we have two of them. You only have one dick. So you might get a lick off on one boob, but then they're just too big anyway. Like, you would never do that. You might slice. Either way, your ass is grass. But that penis, you could just grab it in your hand. And with enough strength, enough anger and rage, just rip that shit off. So you need to be careful.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand how a dude would. I don't give a fuck if he says this, he ain't mean to, how he can actually put himself in a position where the woman he loves. The woman
is supposed to
love that Johnson wants to separate.
Because when you, there is a switch inside of every woman, off and on, and you guys have a way of fucking with it, trying to like tether it on the middle, and it doesn't work that way. It's off or on. I know I've thought about times I haven't acted on it yet, and I hope I never have to, but y'all some testy ass motherfuckers. I can totally want to cut off a guy's penis.
347-857-4302. It's Free Game Radio. We got a couple more joints we're going to spin real quick. Hit us up. Brooklyn Bud, Lady Steel, Baltimore Sun, I see you. I'm going to have to bring you back in after this because I need another male perspective on the whole thing. But we'll be right back.
NDORadio.com.
We're tired. Bank here.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything. Y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game.
This is NDO Radio. Certified banker.
He said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. He said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Three. What you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like root beer. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Charlie Sheen, model, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, parry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad. I don't round around no guinea, need no blanket. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lying.
Her hip fat, seen walk past her like she see my Audemars, try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in the drop top
rain
road. I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Where it's at, bank here. It wasn't from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch this shit. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold up,
hold up. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold up, hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Three. FDB man.
FDB man.
Fly like L train. Man, he lose, got Chuck boys on. He ain't got that pair, man.
No.
With my LDB clique.
Fuck that bitch.
33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheat trick.
Bitch, please.
Sit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, bank here. It wasn't from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game. You can't touch this shit. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch.
Bitch,
thank you.
You want fuck everything.
bitch shit. Bitch said a holler by fuck me. No, fuck that bitch.
Yo, QC, get commissioner going on the phone, tell him hit Pete Gates up. I got the city, tell him don't blame me, blame it on the hustle. Yeah! I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks. Looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York.
You say New York City.
You see that boy from New York. Gator streets, the shovel, I got them digging me. In my New York swag, they can't miss me. YSL V-neck on, I'm crispy. Numbers on the dashboard, reading 260. I pulled it out just to catch something. We getting money, doing what we want. In the club, jumping freak bitches. 50 on the weed, 100 on the liquor. And we don't care how much it costs when we buying cars. Shopping online, no, we don't do the mall. So the shit I'm seeing it won't be in stores. The label on my chick shade, say Dior. That boy from New York, you ain't gotta ask. Slick talker, the money coming out his ass. Hustle to get cash, anything, got my hands in it. Brown paper bag under my mask with bands in it. Hold the big homie, shout out to Russell Simmons. It's Brooklyn Cavalli, I'm the new Botham niggas. And I ain't being cocky, I'm just confident. Cause everybody already know who my father is. Ain't living off the strip for no one. That's why I went to jail for trying to sell them whole ones. Came in the game 01, almost a decade and a half. Dedicated my life to what I'm doing right now. So it wasn't a waste of time when my deal fell. I wouldn't go back the way I feel now. Bags out of Bloomingdale's, and I know them Cubans well. The streets fucked up, all they do is shoot and tell. Young niggas funeral, every other week pass. Pillows in his coffin, as big as a weed bag. And I don't mean to brag, this is real life. So holla at me when you see me at that red light.
I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach. Switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks. Looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York.
They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. You know you my baby girl, X and know your baby boy. Name, home, weight, not that gym that you just joined. Holla at my old days, cause they got that best boy. New York State of mind, I just gotta have my Yankee on. Represent where I'm from, with integrity. He say he ready for war, nigga you better be. All praises due to Allah, he helped to better me. Eyes in the back of my head, and they never sleep. I did it for the East, but when I'm out West, I'm on my Nipsey Hustle chasing Wonder Bread. She took it to the head cause the hills cold. I laughed at her right before I peeled off. We in that white ghost, smearing off. Shoot a nigga anytime I start to feel sore. Strong enough boss, I'm running my own label now. Bitches like gold chains, they wanna hang around. Photos up on Instagram, following me Twitter hoes. Got a body like the models in that video. Every town that where we go, holla at them triple O's. Fucking with them crip niggas, real niggas stand alone. Anybody get it, black flag, wrapped around the dome. Got balls like them niggas who ain't coming home. In the word on the street is that I'm back on it. I did it for the city, fuck around if you want.
I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach. Switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in
selling white wine after dinner, waving to them white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York.
Pretty sure that's a very sensitive subject for him, and probably for you too.
Yeah, because I'm kind of attached to it.
That's crazy. Another Lorena Bible thing.
This topic came because it was inspired by one of the stories that I got this week about a 40-year-old man. His dick was chopped off. We don't know why, but all they tell you is that somewhere in the UK, the police shut down like 4 lanes of traffic to locate it so that they could reattach hopefully. So we're trying to figure out what, if any reason is there, what are some of those valid reasons that a woman maybe not so valid, but what are the reasons that a woman would have for wanting to chop a man's dick off?
Crazy.
He can't even think right now.
To be that mad. I could see, I mean, if a woman was raped by the man or something and, you know, she was able, I don't know, just like if you're cheating on somebody and, but you have to be, your woman has to be deranged in order to do something like that under normal circumstances. You know, I can understand that she was sexually assaulted by the dude, raped or whatever, or something like that. And, you know, if she had a chance to get back, then, you know, yeah, but I don't know. That's crazy.
I don't know the individual that you're sleeping with. Like, if a woman tells you that she's crazy, don't touch that shit.
I know, that's what I tell people. All ass ain't good ass.
Oh, I got some responses on Facebook. You want to hear some reasons that a woman might decide that she wants to chop a man's dick off? Let's see.
Let's hear this.
Guy said her lesbianism would make her want to do that. Another one said leaving the toilet seat up. Another one said penis envy. I guess the guy said the clap. Another guy said because she wants to be killed painfully. A woman said fucking her kid, one of her kids. That's pretty valid reason.
Mm-hmm.
A guy said denying her the dick. Liking pics on Instagram. Bringing an STD back home. Secretly taping the sex. Boys night out. And that's the list that we have thus far for reasons a woman might want to chop a guy's dick off.
Right, let's go to the phone line and see if we have any other reasons why if that such a thing would happen. You know, last four, this is 5007. You're live on Prepaid Radio. Who's this?
Yo, what up, man? This is OD. What's good? Yo.
What's up?
It ain't really no reason to chop off. The meat didn't do nothing to you, B. And, I mean, you're the one going to jail, so now you in jail. I'm sausageless. You know, I'm demeted. What's the point, man? You can't do that. You can't run around.
I mean, one might argue that the dick was good enough to sit behind jail for it. I've never come across no dick like that, thank God. But I'm
dude,
just saying.
It's jail, man. That's like, yo, wake up when I say wake up. Yo, that's like sitting in a room half the size of whatever the smallest room you was in. Your jail cell can be half the size.
No, it's different from guy jail.
Listen, let me tell you something, man.
You know, Joe, you got, like, unlimited carpet munching.
Yeah, but then you got to piss in front of people. Dude, that's like...
Because you're thinking about a guy, chicks.
You want large Marge to eat the box?
I'm in jail, fuck it. Like, what the hell?
Our teeth are probably, like, green, dude. Got teeth like Beetlejuice eating the box. You going to let that near the box?
What I look like being all high sedity in jail.
Yeah, that'd be some funny shit.
I mean, stop playing. Oh, got another reason. Fucking one of her sisters or cousins.
Why you be mad at them? They're the ones that betrayed you. I'm just here. I mean, I played my role, but you know, but don't blame the victim, babe.
Okay, let's say, hypothetically speaking, let's say this happened to you, right, and they were able to recover your dick in time and reattach it. What would your next course of action be?
Beat off and see if this should work.
So no repercussions, no retaliation, nothing?
Listen, I'm not going to jail, man. That's just it. Yeah, I mean... What do you do? I mean, hopefully she's in jail. If she's not, man, I mean, I'm going to have to talk to Fat Keisha and them from 53rd. They might have to come, you know, do some demo, do some damage. But listen, man.
Black, what would you do? What would you do if they recovered your penis in time, put it back together, it works? What would your next course of action be?
Oh, I'm going to get some. I'm going to put it to work.
I would just say, like, well, first off, my course of action, if she isn't locked up, and this is just me, you know, hypothetically.
Like, she's not in jail for this? Like, she got off?
If she's not in jail.
Let's pretend she's in Florida.
I'm gonna have to watch like 1,000 episodes of SVU to find a way to like get away with some shit.
I'm watching a whole lot of CSI.
All of that shit, man. No fingerprints, no nothing, man. Because let me tell you something. When you got a reason to kill somebody, they're gonna find you, man. The only way you can kill people and not get away with it, you just go outside right now, and just pop somebody, no reason. Then you can get away with that. But if you got a reason to kill somebody, they will find you, bitch. So now you go, yeah, your dick works. Now you're going to prison. Nah, man.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds like shit.
But firing
you know, if they could reattach it, then I'm good to go and I can still do the deed and I ain't got to worry about stitches ripping and then falling off again or whatever.
Yeah, right. And then you might be the $6 million man. You might have a little bionic sausage. One time.
You know, I might be good to go. Until I can really tell chicks, hey, I can hit her with that steel and not be lying. You know.
They stop traffic for that shit. Usually when a dick stops in traffic,
but if you want somebody to stop traffic to recover your dick?
Yeah, but I mean, usually when you stuck in traffic, usually the dick this is causing traffic is the guy driving, not an actual dick.
Can you imagine you're on the subway and the train is held up and it comes on a teleprompter? We're experiencing serious delays due to a missing genitalia.
You put an APB on
some.
And you tell your boss, listen, I'm late because some.
I'm late because. Sharice chopped my dick off.
No, seriously, dude, seriously.
Yeah, man.
While we have on the line, though, because this is a hot topic, I posted this picture earlier and everybody's going in on it, so since you're on the air, I saw you comment on it, too. We have right side and left side. Right side compiled of Tupac, Jay-Z, Jadakiss, Eminem. Well, actually, that's the left side. Sorry.
Well, we can go straight
right side.
It. First of all,
right side, Biggie Smalls, Nas, Beanie Siegel, and DMX. Who's going to win that rap battle?
Listen, man, we could go straight down from the bottom to the top. First of all, if we just rhyming, Tupac can't out-rhyme Big. Nas already bodied Jay-Z. My man Beans already bodied Kiss. So really, you got Eminem.
Hold on.
You got Eminem out rhyming the dog shit out of DMX, who's just barking on. He probably wouldn't even show up. He'd be hot.
Wait, I gotta stop you.
Everybody swears Jadakiss won that battle, and I really believe that Beats did.
Yeah, exactly. Beats
won.
And even if he did, it's a wash. What?
Exactly.
Said Beans
killed
Jadakiss?
Yes.
Listen, man.
No.
Jadakiss has been kicking the same verse his entire career, B. The same verse, B.
I got niggas in jail that still do stupid shit even though they're out now. I got a Benz the color of blueberries and shit.
It's the same verse the whole time. He don't have one album better than a Beans album, man. He don't.
I know niggas
love the locks and shit, but yo, Jay-Z wiped him out 2 remixes
Beans,
in a row.
Beans make you fuck. Kids really shit on niggas.
That shit is cute, man, but he only good for 16 bars, huh? He not better than Beans. I'm down with the locks, man. I'm about to go see them. They're coming down here May 2nd. But if you're going to talk about rhyming bar for bar, Kiss a punchline rapper, man. Beans don't have to depend on A-B-A-B rhyme schemes, man. And then if we talking catalog, it's definitely not close. You know what I'm saying? So, like, can Kiss tell a story? He's nice for what he does. But when you start talking about top five that are alive, let me tell you, if you can't name five rappers better
than
Jadakiss, you know, you probably should go back to country music or something.
No, he's definitely not that. The thing that made Kiss so hot.
I'm not saying he's a bum. He's not a bum. but he a little too ambitious for his skill set. I mean, all rappers believe they're the best. You know, I dig it. But once he said that, that kind of turned me off. Like, top five? Like, yo, my man, every verse is the same. I mean, yeah, rappers rap about the same shit, but the structure of your verse is always the same. He's not better than Beans, man. And let's say they battle was close, man. That's still two wins, a tie, and a loss for the other side. So you got to pick the right side. Nas crushing everybody, man. Nas aging like wine, man. Jay-Z aging like milk. He going to Pisa to get some pizza, dude. That shit is the worst line I ever heard in my life. So if you put his money away, and he ain't been rhyming nice for years. He got one good verse a year, man. At this point, he washed. I'm from the place where the church is the flakiest. They're playing the gospel, Lord, and they atheists. You can't put your vest away, say you wear it tomorrow, because the day after, you'll be saying, damn, I was just with him yesterday. You go from that to going to Pisa to eat some pizza? Come on, man. That's disrespectful. And niggas want your old shit, buy the whole album? Yeah, I already got the whole album, B. I already got them. So I guess it's really no need for us to talk to each other again. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man. You know, nah, dropping life is good. You living the good life. You soft now. You know, and I think he just sounds, yo, Jay-Z used to be in love with this music, man. He found something else to love. Man. He found a wife. So, there's no, you know, and he told you what he about on that Drake song, man. He said, fuck niggas. Bitches too. Got the money. Yeah, that'll do. He told you what he about right now. The music don't mean nothing to him.
So, but somebody says Nas is better lyrically, but Jay spits way slicker.
He used to spit slick shit. He's not nice no more, man.
I think he's
going to Pisa to get pizza no more, man. Nah, man. You can't still be claiming you're the greatest from dropping shit like that, man. You're not. And don't get me wrong, it's not going to detract from the groundwork that you have laid. But the problem is he's still out here like he competing. He's still out here like he think he the best. And that's disrespect. If you in that ring, you pick up a sword, you're a gladiator, man. And these young dudes, like Kendrick Lamar, right? He's supposed to be the new nice dude, right? He washed Jay-Z on that remix. But don't excuse him because he's taking money from you. Don't be on no record with that old ass nigga and say, yo, I'm giving this guy a pass. And I got, but you just washed him on your song, dude. Don't give him no pass. You never going to succeed until you wipe these old niggas out. So you can't let them have that ground, you know? And the only reason a lot of these old dudes are still here is because the young dudes are letting them have that space, man. If you Drake, if you Kendrick, if you one of these young dudes that can actually rhyme, stop giving them old niggas a pass, man. If they foot is in the way you getting that butter, you go after them, man.
Why not be wiping the niggas out? Why is that, you know,
they in their space. See, Nas is not trying to compete with no young nigga. He made an album for them 90s niggas. Jay-Z still trying to take money from young niggas, man. So you can't be out here trying to take my money and still trying to blackball. It's different. You respect your old school. Don't get me wrong. But if they, listen, man, the forest, the old wolves got to go to the back when they can't feast no more. It's feast or famine. And when the wolves decide that you ain't strong enough to lead the pack, you either in the back or you're getting eaten. That's the law of the wild. That's the law of nature. The world works like
478-577-4302. Out of these two teams, the left and the right, we're going to go into two contenders right now, Steve and Jada. And we're going to put this to rest right here tonight on pregame radio, 347-857-4302.
Yeah,
we're going to get some real quick.
I think we need to get that and refresh our memories real quick.
Yeah, we're going to refresh our memories, and we're going to really see where it is. We're going to do that tonight, coming right up, pregame radio. We'll be right back.
Empire Strikes Back, motherfuckers. Lenny S, DJ Envy, I'll at your boy. Bang Bang, Siegel Street Gang, early.
Hey, yo, they coming at my head, homie.
Please, please.
My blood pressure is building.
What they the
headphones is on fire this time around. Bleak,
we
my feet
niggas
shoot cats. Oh,
Philly,
niggas.
Oh, Philly.
Yeah,
man.
Fuck the speculation, talk over. Niggas dig this, I'm about to sun kiss like a soda and make J to the moi. Put his lips on his nine and really kiss the gang goodbye.
Come
you about
on,
to really make me hurt you kiss. Spitting candy bars, this nigga sweeter than a Hershey kiss. Got me heated about to work the fifth, rezzing off that purple shit. The reverend gotta get a hearse to kiss you, bro. Talking about you rock yourself out. When I see you gon' really wish you knock yourself out. When it was C, need the whole lot to help out. It's just me, I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say to go for the shit. I can tell in your style you write most of your shit. Your name Juan, nigga, most of you bitch. Got me pissed, can't put your dick in the dirt. Fuck you pussy, so I'ma fuck you when I'm lifting your skirt. We can spit it all, gun it out. 4-5 and run it out. Tell me, nigga, how you wanna rock.
Yo, yo, K, what's the deal, my nigga? I just came from fucking Isaac Music Hut and shit. Niggas running around Harlem and shit, telling niggas that niggas can't fuck with they tape. Niggas ain't fucking with they shit.
Hold on. Give me that fucking mic, yo. Yo, this case late, man. Yo, check this out. Yo, Envy, when you hear grown men fucking talking, man, mind your fucking business, man. Don't be in the background ad-libbing or nothing. You heard? Yo, Jada, holla.
Y'all wasn't gonna see me. SP, we coming to get you, baby. Well, that smelly motherfucker. Deep blood worms trying to get at me, baby.
I
can't fuck with your man, dog.
Y-O.
We get it on
niggas
for real.
Niggas don't give no hugs.
We ain't
deep
the most you over here. We got knife work, gun work. We got all kind of work.
You
bad niggas the fuck off.
See me when you see me.
I don't want to have
enough.
Yo.
Fuck
you. Yeah, when I met you, you was on my dick. Nigga gave you his old Bentleys. Now you want some shit. I don't know where they found you, son. But since your pops ain't around, I'ma punish you and ground you, son. And niggas can't stand you, Siegel. Your flow is mine anyway, so don't bite the hand that feeds you. Them niggas that gassed you is ass, too. Trust me, them niggas don't wanna shoot five dogs. They rush you, believe it or not, ghetto is mine. And when I see you, I'ma put your cornrows on the yellow line. I got niggas in Philly that been where you live. Fuck Scarface, my bullets hit women and kids. Worst mistake was trying for me. And you could bring a baby gorilla with you. He dying for free. I'm stunting on a disco beat. Use a fag. Your next rhyme should be on a Cisco beat. And I hate beans, but fuck it. Kids gon' eat. It's me and you. Fuck the label. Let's go street. And your rap fans need me. I don't know why this nigga talking all greasy when Max Jam E. Fuck what you thinking, nigga. That's thinking, nigga. What bitch wanna lay with you? Fuck, nigga. I could get you murked in a day or two. No cap, it only thing left was a braid or two. You forgot the reason that you signed to the rock. Cause you listen and you watch and listen to the locks. All it take is a gun and a bomb. You got me on tape. Hard knock life to a hug in your mom.
Keep it real, cause that's how I do it. I'm a real nigga, yo. Don't talk that LOX shit to me. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. Early. I don't gotta turn Philly against him. Do or die, love B.I. The whole Bed-Stuy might lynch him. I'm Muslim, scrappy, here mention a law, name again, he dead. I cut off his arm, leg of a arm and head. I bring jihad to his block like Osama bin Laden. C4 in the back of the wagon. Fuck clapping a magnum. I rock his whole block with a bomb. What'd he say? He on a hard knock life tape, hugging my mom. I got a long cop 8 to the mugger's mom. I blow a fucking face off. Let's fucking face off. I knock a eyesight, hearing, sense of smell, and taste off. And I do this like I do it for free. So fuck BET and MTV. We should call Don King and get it done right, dog, on PPV. Y'all know what that is, right? Pay-per-view. Nigga, bring a gauge of 2. That's to have a steel gauge match or a steel cage match. It's a man's world, prick, and it's the big payback. He been on some girl shit. I could tell from way back.
You can hear it in his rhymes, probably his grind, a wee lay at. And he's still in the basement of his mother house. And I ain't mention, my basement bigger than his mother house. And I ain't talking about...
I give all of y'all a few in the dome. So when you see me, think about a funeral home. A lot of niggas get fed to the crabs. And yeah, I'm a boss. Four hoes give me head in the bag. Pound of weed is like a medicine bag. I look at my son different. Gun spitting, head in your back. Stand over the body, fire again. Send Siegel a wire, I'm riding again. We getting it on. Throw your man leg on the lawn. He can't walk. Put your brother tongue in the mouth. He can't talk. Kissing the ring or kissing the dirt. I'm in the back of the limo. Lifting the skirt. Ripping your earth. Blowing weed in the Corona Deluxe. Phony niggas wanna roll in the truck. But they don't know what was up. Fucking with killers. You fucking with squillers. I'm the prince of the hood. I'm the one who wrote the criminal pillars. Let's go.
We all fuck that motherfucking
what? Fuck the real shit, yeah.
We got a special delivery.
Holla,
yeah.
Y'all mean to
it's
all y'all
faggots out there talking shit.
It's
whatever.
Ain't no
holla
talking at all,
man.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I'ma do this like this. Let me do it. Free you got. Let me suck this off. Let me do this like this, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Who the f*** wanted what? You little chumps better double up. I'm about to make some couple cats, you know? I said I'm closer to God. I killed Kiss one style. I'm about to focus on Nod.
The J-A-D-A, pinky the kiss. No matter how I looked at it, still think of a bitch. No matter how I switch it up, think of an actor. Can't sit to the script, I'ma give you a clip. Styles die on a holiday.
Right.
Kiss die on a holiday.
Right.
Shots like first of the year, when they block
like the first of the month.
You get shot from the front to the rear. Got blocks in the back of the trunk.
Yeah.
Got punks on the back of the seat. Young punks on the back of the street. AKs in their hand. You let the latest movie edit your life. I keep the latest Uzi letting a pipe. That's gangster. I'm in a class all by myself. I'm on your ass all by myself. That's dangerous.
Whoa.
You want a war chunk? That's what it is.
That's
full metal jacket.
Yeah.
Dressing your kids. J-A-D-A. Put your life on pause, no replay. Who you want a war, me or the freeway? Don't want to get niggas beat.
Take it easy.
Little faggot snakes with yo. Young gunner, holla at us.
Yo.
Call for blood, you got a hard head. So I'ma make it soft and gushy. We'll say the nigga name, but he far from the truth. You a bitch, hot sucker, and your boss is me. This nigga wanna say my name, better get a gun. Plan to use it, wanna play my game. You can put your frame on it and tell your mama that a boy got a bullet with a fucking name on it. You wanna pray to God, he wanna play to God. Get the sheriff and Chris, I'll be slaying y'all. Ride when you push me. And all I see when y'all niggas thought your sign is upside down, pussy. Fuck with P, I leave you upside down, pussy. Head in the ground, feet in the air. Peace out, wherever I see you, I'm leaving you there. I don't ask for forgiveness. I'm a boss, so I just send my soldier to go blast at the witness. Dog, you know half of me and half of the business. Holiday, recognize the nigga and the name. I give the bullets out like gifts like a hat.
Yo, I ain't the R, but I'm ready to build. When niggas is ready to die, only cause they ain't ready to kill. But this is a man's world. Now niggas keep fucking with Kiss. I see two if you visit your... You can find out if the gates is pearly. Bang, bang, D-block gang, nigga, early. Time that we get on niggas. Beans just make you fart. Kiss really shit on niggas. Y'all got on the buck, why y'all mad? Cause we love the staff, and we fuck niggas up bad. And everybody keep chrome. But you ain't never had a knife in your cheekbone. Who want what, and where they want it at? You know where to find me in the Chinese store with a hundred sacks. Think it's a game. Till your mom pull that white sheet back off you when she think it's a shame. Throw joints, throw slugs, and we throw darts. Y'all niggas got platinum mouths and gold hearts. Talk, but when coke go up, poppy spot is like homeroom. Y'all niggas don't show up. It's a fish scale over here, that's blow up. Being a dope for once, bitch ass, grow up. I just wanna see Hawk the muscle. I don't wanna have a meeting, and I don't wanna talk to Russell. What the fuck y'all niggas gonna tell Kiss? Catch me banging R3, nigga, in the SL6.
I'm on my way to Yonkers to see this prick. He talking shit on these records like he got clips. I'ma see where he at when he see this flip.
Look, don't try to apologize on your two-way. Sympathy don't amuse me. Go get your Uzi and let's make a real move in. Play bad guy and good guy till the hood dies. Toast y'all cowards. Now I know the reason why Pac ain't really like most y'all cowards.
kill. Stomp niggas out, boot the grill. I give you a reason why I'm the truth for real. Niggas can't fuck with Kiss, I mean he that. Had to stop eating red meat cause I ate too many Beanie Macs. I'm not one of them niggas, and since you so righteous, don't make me send your ass to Allah quicker. Niggas gas you to force your hand. Realistically, you just a worker and your boss is my man.
Shitting on you niggas, bring the toilet paper, man. Do we got the fame? 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 Just touchdown, I'm about to go ham. Don't you niggas bring the toilet paper, man? Don't you niggas bring the toilet paper?
Again, radio 347-857-4302. Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore Sun. The debate, Beans and Jada. I don't know. I guess after hearing that one, I'm still more so leaning towards the Jada side. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I'm going to tell you why. When that whole battle was going on, don't get me wrong. I'm a Beans fan. But I kind of lost respect for him during that whole battle when he was going at the locks because he never said Sheik name. And I was like, is it because Sheik Louche like 6'3", 250 pounds, or you know what I'm saying? But it was always, he was just talking about Jada Kiss and style. And I was like, yo, Sheik is a part of the locks too. Why you don't never say yo?
Maybe that was his homie, whatever.
Come on, you can't say fuck the locks. Oh, but you cool. Like, come on. You know, I just think it was close. And, I regardless who won, I don't think the other one trashed the other one. You know what I'm saying? Both of them, like, Kiss's acapella to me was harder than Bean. But, I mean, you know, they both had some hard lines. I just don't think that whoever won or lost, however they decided, I don't think it's a landslide on either side. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, it's not a landslide. And to be honest, I think that Kiss had more tracks within the beef, but I think that overall it took one track for Beans to make me to sell me on him.
Yeah, I can dig that. I'm still riding with Kiss on that.
Yeah, man, I can't really, you know, because there was some times where he was spending some baggage, you know, and you know when that shit came out, everybody was saying that Sun Kiss like a soda line. Everybody was running like they wrote it, you know, but you just really gotta, you know what I'm saying? You just really gotta break that shit down bar for bar, you know what I'm saying? He had that shit.
Yeah.
We have to file this in the same file cabinet as Who Shot Big and Pac because this is never gonna have a very clear, definite answer.
Alright, so we could actually do an easy one from that list. Eminem and DMX. Like, the reason why it's easy because they're comparable like night and day.
But I think M would eat them alive.
It's not more so eating them alive.
But I'm just saying, it's
night and day. You feel what I'm saying? Because their styles are so opposite.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, there will be no way in hell.
One style is rage.
But I'm just saying, you remember back in the days, back in the, when, who was it? It was Nori, DMX, and who was the third cat? And Cannabis. I remember they was doing like they was just like freestyling, or they wasn't freestyling. They was saying verses that was already written, and you would find out at a later age. But I thought that DMX was the hottest out of them, and Cannabis was my favorite at the time. So DMX, like I don't know if I want to hear anything from DMX now, but if we talking about the Rough Rider Anthem DMX, I think he can hold his own. But I still think Emma just get him though.
All because, like,
that's
the way Eminem,
white boy right there.
Oh, shit. He's shit right because, like, he's quick. His, you know what I'm saying, his delivery, how he just says shit. Like, X, he just says it, you know, he puts it in your face, you know what I'm saying, no chaser exactly how you see it. But Eminem, you'll fucking dissect it and change it around and present it to you. You're like, wait a minute, this is this shit. Oh,
And you know the thing about M, you can't say, like, the reason I give him a lot of respect, I don't listen to his music now and everything. I don't listen to a lot of these cats in the mainstream, but I never really hear people say he nice for a white boy. I just hear people say he nice. You know what I'm saying? So if you're saying that, like, you're like, oh, he nice for a white boy, that's saying, oh, he's decent. You know what I mean? But when you just say this dude is just nice, like, he a killer, he is sick, man. That'd be a rough one right there, man, if we talking prime.
And also, another, not to say easy one, but one that we all can easily go in on, Jay-Z and Nas. Now, you know, Takeover came, we were like, oh, shit. Then he dropped Ether. We were like, holy shit. Then he dropped, then Jay drops for us. We were like, eh.
Now, I remember Jay dropped that bullshit. He was like, that wasn't no diss song. He was talking about his baby mom in the car seat. Of course, that was a response. And nobody, they was like, that was kind of whack. And he was like, oh, that wasn't no comeback. That wasn't no diss.
you know.
Yeah, the Ether just shut it all the way down, though.
And then there was actually another track on the Godson album that was more so just the final nail in the coffin on that shit. And the name of it escapes me, but he's on some shit like when Tony killed Manolo, like I had to kill Jay and his crew for Dolo. Something to the effects of that. Like, that was just the final nail in the coffin. Like, after that, there was nothing more to be said about it. You know? So that right there, that's where I guess it would favor for the right side. You know what I mean? Now, we can go up to Biggie and Pac, which would be an eternal battle, and we don't have that much show time left.
Well, then maybe we need to make that tomorrow night or something.
All right, we could definitely, you know, move that to tomorrow night. We're going to dissect the rest of this list and any other, you know, beefs, you know, or this battle set you guys want us to go into. So definitely hit us up, send us a tweet, pregame_radio. Hit us on our individual Twitters, you know. And we'll definitely get into it. So tomorrow we're definitely going to go into the Biggie versus Pac beef. You know, we'll play some tracks here, play some there, see, you know, and really dissect the, you know, Brooklyn Black Lady Steel Baltimore Sense. Evan A. in the building. She's here with us, you know, being the, how she said, the Mac in the back and all that good shit. 347-857-4302. System, we got to do a little bit more tracks, come back, wrap up, and get you guys ready for the weekend. You know, that's right, with y'all, y'all holler at us, and we'll be back.
Yeah. Right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
I'm right here, dog.
What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal. Not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you with the Mac.
Come on,
if you don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty. I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I commit the crime. When it's on, we transform like Optimus. Prime. Out on the head, roll out, let's make it happen. If we ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it tap. Crossing off, dusting off, the softest nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga.
Come on.
Softest nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he didn't bust down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog.
What?
With the dirt.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog.
What?
Now we're there, niggas. Looking too good for certain niggas. Some hurting niggas. What you doing? Robbing niggas. Jerking niggas. Sicking niggas. Cause they deserve it. When money got murdered. They know he died slow cause they hurt him. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while. And the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
Just take the light up, the fuck the night up. Blow everything in sight up. Fuck around and I had no ass right up. And to mention some shit, he wasn't able to stand. I guess it, that I'm disabled a man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like it's sitting fly. Nowadays getting by, just more than occasional meal and getting high. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something, now it's all about you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread?
Get at me, dog.
Come on.
One in the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you breathing, but you dead from the waist down.
My fuck
is on your mind. Talking that shit that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you'd be walking. But shit happens and fuck it. You done did your dirt. Niggas just wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. It's one of they man with a bitch in disguise. Fucking with cats that order more hits and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, yell at Baltimore. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just robbing to eat. And there's at least 1,000 of us like me. Mobbing the street. When we starve and we eat, whatever's there. Come on, you know the cold in the street, whatever's fair. Blood stains and chalk, but your man couldn't walk after the talk about him not being on the 11th, 33rd in New York. Transforming that niggas will get it quick. And yo, for real, that nigga cake can suck my dick. And it's gonna take all these niggas in the rap game to barely move me. Cause when I blow shit up, I have niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. Ha! You know I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like
protected by Viper. Stand back.
What's that? I thought you niggas was killing. Demented. Fuck you on me, George's coward.
Finish him.
Ascend it.
Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio, the ever so sexy Lady Steel, chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls, Ed and Tasha D. Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
It's the Ten Crack Commandments. Whoa.
One, two, three, four,
man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas. I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your honor. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bags, say the fuck the police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleep, hell no. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick, and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
Motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crap, all you seen was shoot. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Drake one gas, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. B-Man, I take this war shit deeply. There seems too many real players born to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit, to eat a fat dick. Let it be known that's how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all lies, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio getting blow, to the truest shit I ever spoke.
Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this should be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas stuck me up. Heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies, I go against all lies. So hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all lies, up in the studio, getting blown. The true shit I ever spoke. Against all lies, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rest of dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So what's a hostage now? Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies, blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The true shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. Against all odds. Touch me, imagine. I know you motherfuckers didn't think I forgot. You and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.
I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, I'm about to take the fucking dance floor. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sitting low, cause this bitch is toe up. I'm getting fucked up. Nigga, roll up. I sitting low, cause this bitch is toe up. In the cameo for a little exposure. If I ain't the first, I'ma say I told ya. After I get a nut, I ain't gon' hold ya. But I can't funny ate the pussy like it's supposed to. If you want a better look, get a little closer. Staying on the grind, man, I'm looking for some more bucks. On some nerd shit, cappuccinos at Starbucks. Partying on VIP table, shaking my butt. With a bottle, fuck a cup, Hennessy straight up. Pass me another just so I can fucking fill it up. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, low, low. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. Up in VIP, smoking on something lethal. What? I'm half naked, usually I'm in on see-through. I came to with my people, then we all showstoppers. I don't see nothing but a table full of bottles. When we drink, I hope you know we drink it out the bottle. Thumbs up, chicks up and here full throttle. Papa Rossi helping me remember this tomorrow. My rock star lights out, the haters wanna borrow. Rolling up ounces, that's the hater bitches carnal. All the fly niggas wanna have me in the combo. I have them all in trouble trying to lease me a condo. They're on my timeline requesting me to follow. My daddy wore Bucks, he buying out the bottle. Bottles of rosé coming to the table pronto. Real rude boys spending bread, no heart.
up. I sitting low cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low with my niggas and we toe up. Team full of bitches and we looking like models. Waitress with the fat ass, we need more bottles. Do you know how much that costs? Listen here, shorty, I don't got time to be doing all the talking. 16 digits in my car and my wallet. It is what it is, the boss bitch is what I call it. If you ain't talking about shit, flush it down the toilet. Thinking what to drink, can't call it, might spoil it. All we wear is heels, no offense to Michael Jordan. Shiny shimmer on my legs, body looking flawless. Always smoking strong, that's a guarantee to coffin. Apollonia, cause the borders in your Georgia. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off them. LOL, smiley face, and then I breeze off them. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas and we toe up. I'm getting fucked up, nigga roll up. I sitting low, with my niggas and we toe up. I sitting low, cause the bitches toe up. I sitting low, with my niggas and we toe up.
Game Radio 347-857-4302. Shout out to Apollonia, Team Medina. We can really get up out of here, you know. People got partying, they do work, they're doing all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? But definitely follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, Instagram, Brooklyn _ Black, Rock with the Radio Show, Pregame Radio. On Instagram, Pregame _ Radio on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be continuing the conversation on the list and whatever other crazy shit may come across. You know what I'm saying? Also, catch Lady Steele here tomorrow. Also, on her new show on Wednesdays on Pregame Radio, the S&M show. Excuse me, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. So she definitely does a damn thing. They'll have, you know, some interesting topic going on in the coming weeks. So definitely, you want to tune in and you want to definitely rock out and just keep up to date with Pregame Radio. Pregameradio.net is on the way. The graphic design is all well and good. Artists, if you've been on the show before, you want to be featured on the website, we're only going to allow about maybe 5 or 6 artists display their music and stuff like that for free. So definitely holler at me, and I'll get you the information that you need to send it in. But once it's up and running, we got to keep it going. So we will be charging artists, you know, to put all this stuff up. It is what it is. In closing, I want to say, fellas, don't be a fool. Happy a tool, ladies. Don't fall for spam. Protect your clam. Don't stick your dick in crazy, fellas. Shout out to Baltimore, son. Excuse me for checking in. Shout out to the homie. He called, gave us some pretty good insight on our whole battle list here. Hope he can call in tomorrow and give some more as we go through the rest of the list and whatever other topics we got going on. And shout out to a dumbass in San Francisco who was caught on camera decking an 8-year-old kid for a fucking iPad. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. That was just the lowest shit. Was caught on camera and the whole thing. For those who follow me on Facebook, it's definitely on my page now. But come on, you gotta rob 8-year-old, just shows where to lose you all, and I hope they catch you and you get your ass beat in jail. It is what it is, but Lady Steele, Baltimore, Sunny, y'all already know. Let the people know where you're at on social media.
Okay, well, you can follow me on KingSteele, KingSteele. Everything else, Lady Steele, LadySteele. And I need to give a special shout-out to B. Morgan, who we will have on pregame sometime soon, but as soon as pregame goes off, I need everybody to switch to Power 105. And if you're not in New York, I need you to log on to power1051.com. DJ Will is going to send his single, Poke It Out, within the first hour, basically 12 to 1-ish. And then on the 1 to 2 o'clock hour, my other client is Junie Chitters, and he's out of the Bronx. He has his single out right now, Bronx and Bomb. I hate saying that word, so I'm messing up the title, but whatever. It's called Bronx Ninja. And it's going to come on in the second hour as well. So just look out for both of those songs, and we'll have both of those artists on pregame radio. And just to reiterate what Black also said, make sure you tune in every single Wednesday night to the S&M show hosted by myself and Ava. This week we will have one of the top adult entertainment attorneys on, and we're going to be doing a Q&A session with them. So basically, if you want to learn how to get into adult entertainment, whether you're going to be a performer, a distributor, a producer, a director, make your own production company, anything. Most of those high-profile cases, he's the one that deals with. He's also the husband of Vanessa Blue, so he's very well-connected, and we're going to have him at our disposal to answer whatever we need answered on Wednesday, 11 p.m. to midnight. And, yeah, shout-out to Pregame Radio.
Yeah. It's S.O.M., Mr. Shining Over Negativity. You know what I'm saying, representing Baltimore, Maryland. You check me out on my website. TheSunZone.com, that's S-O-N. You know, I got the YouTube, the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram links all up there, so they can just hit me. And also make sure you check out SunClothing.com, S-O-N, Clothing.com. I have everything associated with that, the Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter located on that, too. I'm going to be up in Atlantic City tomorrow at the ISS Connect Trade Show. I'm going to be up there for a few hours. We're getting on the road in the morning. Try to make some connections and get this thing rolling. And, yeah, that's it, you know. Shout out to Pregame Radio. You already know how I do family business, you know.
It's all love. Once again, everyone, thanks for tuning in with us. Thanks for rocking. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Talking a whole lot more shit, playing a whole lot of music, throwbacks, indie, couple mainstream joints if I feel like it, you know, if I'm just or if I'm feeling the joint. But people, be safe in doing what you do. Have fun in doing it, and do it all in moderation. Until the next time we pregame, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
Get Fuego on that beat. Shout out to all my damn South niggas. GME, what's up? TGO, Harlem. You know I do what I do when I can do it. But only when I can do it. Live strong, die hard, that's the motto. I be on my stuntin' shit. Leaky know how I do, got one hand around the bottle, one around the model. Photo shoot fresh, looking like I hit the lotto. I be with some bad bitches, far from your average. Hollywood smell, they could pass with some actresses. Beauty with the brains, yeah, they tryna get they masses. Hope that's rosé that you pouring in them glasses. Room full of women seeking my attention. Maybe it's the swag, or maybe it's just these denims, or maybe it's the pockets and what I keep stuff in them. But I don't trust these hoes, so I don't deal with them. Man, I bring my own divas, fixing fuego kittens. Bitches that'll listen and know what's they positions. Yeah, they keep their mouths shut, won't be speaking on my business if they keep Poppy happy. My random three wishes.
Happy on my side, shit. Hey. For the hell of it. Hey, on my side, shit. Hey, I'm getting hella free. Hey, on my side, shit. 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 Hey, for the hell of it. Hey, on my side, shit. Hey, I'm getting hella free. Hey, on my side, shit. Hey, on my side, shit. Hey, on my side, shit. Hey, on my side, shit.
When I do it like it's for TV. Your boy fresh to death, this fit.
hard, that's the motto. I be on my stuntin' shit. Nicky know how I do that one. Head around the bottle, one around the model. Photo shoot fresh, looking like I hit the lotto, huh?
I be on my stuntin' shit. 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 I be on my stuntin' shit.
Initiating shutdown sequence.